This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your news for the hour. Some changes were made to the Township Fire Department by the Windsor Township Board of Trustees. The Township Board approved adding Logan Hurren and Joshua Kluger as new members to the department roster. During the meeting, some of the wording on a motion was also redone to make it more correct. The wording was done by adding a firefighting cadet program into the wording. The addendum and the waiver was also added to the existing program policies and procedures. The board also approved an engagement letter to have Nitzke and Faupel do the township audits as well. And another news for today. Every summer, townships have a lot of road work that needs to be done, and Siegel Township was no exception this summer. The township supervisor, Dennis Bisher, has reported the asphalt overlay on McDonald Road has now been completed, and all gravel roads with residents north of 142 have now had their brining done, and the tube was replaced on Minden Road. The stop signs at the intersection of Learman Road and Minden Road will also be changing. According to Bisher, the stop sign on Minden Road has been removed, and the pavement end sign has now been placed there instead. He noted that the only work which has not been completed is the road work that has a cost share with the surrounding townships. In other board matters, the board also approved a resolution for the Michigan Mutual Aid Box System, which is a statewide mutual aid agreement and operational plan that coordinates fire, emergency medical services, and others, and is used for special operations resources during emergencies and disasters. It also allows local fire departments to share equipment and personnel across borders, both safely and legally. They also scheduled the October 19th meeting, which was changed from its original time to now being scheduled for 8 p.m. on October the 12th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
If you have a vehicle that's 5 to 10 years old or maybe even older and feel like your trade-in is getting lowballed by other dealers, you need to come see me at Al Hansen Motors. We've been known for decades to provide a better trade-in value for your vehicle than our competition. We're at 330 East Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. This week I'm featuring a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive, has heated seats and heated steering wheel, Bluetooth with Android Auto and Apple CarPlay, remote start, a backup camera, and more. It's in great shape with only 33,000 miles, and we're asking $24,380. Next up is a 2023 Ford Escape ST line. It's also all-wheel drive and has heated seats and heated steering wheel, navigation, a backup camera, Bluetooth, and new tires. It has 44,000 miles, and we're asking $24,580. Plus, it's still covered under Ford's factory powertrain warranty. And wrapping up, I have a 2014 Chevy Silverado LT. It's a double cab with a Z71 off-road package, and it's very clean for the year. It has remote start, a backup camera, and the factory towing package. It only has 70,000 miles, and we're asking $22,380.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. The number of cases of the cyclosporiasis illness in Michigan continues to increase. As of the last update on July the 31st, There were 10,773 recorded cases, with about 193 of those cases requiring hospitalization. Huron County had 43 cases, Tuscola 22 cases, San Lake County had 43 cases, and St. Clair County had 26 cases. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as the Food and Drug Administration and state public health officials, have all been investigating the outbreak of this illness. And another news for today. Because there's still a critical need for blood donations, the American Red Cross has scheduled blood drives at various locations. Eligible donors include those at least 17 years of age, in good general health, and weigh at least 110 pounds. The blood collection sites include Tuesday, August the 4th, with a collection at the St. Paul Lutheran Church at 200 North Cedar Street in Emily City from noon to 6 p.m. At the Elizabeth Catholic Church at 6785 Marlette Street in Marlette, where there will be a blood collection from noon to 6 p.m. on Thursday, August the 13th. Monday, August the 17th, where there will be a collection at the St. Joseph Catholic Church at 315 West Omer Road in Mayville from noon to 6 p.m. And the St. John Catholic Church Family Life Center at 505 North Dayton Street in Davison will be having a blood drive from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, August the 25th. To schedule an appointment, you can go to the Red Cross website, redcrossblood.org, or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. That's 1-800-733-2767. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.